Henny, do you remember when I taught you Abu Dhabi?
A bab's a bowl, a boot, labita, bite, a boo.
The bex a bellabut. To buzz, shabeldabin, nabo, abim, labiabing.
A bif, labem, a bird, to bold, a bim. A bit's a pasta, bib, a bowl.
All right, yeah, stop that.
You stop that.
Dayarj, ah? Kuvak.
Okay, that's enough. You know what? What is going on?
Fine, I told Sheldon that her apartment's been finished, and you just said it's not, so now I'm all confused.
Penny was just covering for me. My place has been ready for 2 weeks.
How could you lie to me?
She's enjoyed living with you. It's called being in love.
Mm-hmm. And what's it called when you secretly get rid of all your husband's stuff?
What? That is not true.
Bernadette told Howard. Howard told me. Plus, I can see all my stuff is gone.
Oh, so you believe your friend and your friend's wife and your own eyes over me? Wow.
You really didn't think I'd notice my stuff was missing?
Did you notice your keychain?
Where's Batman?
Hey, why did you tell Howard I was hiding Leonard's things?
One sec. Why did you tell Leonard I told you Penny was hiding his things?
It just came up because we were talking about secrets and... Wait, you got to come
talk. Stop it with that!
I'm not really a part of this, so I'm just gonna dig in.
And I'd like to know why you blabbed about my apartment.
You're up, Blabby.
Honey, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything.
I guess it's okay. I'm sorry that I lied about my apartment.
It's all right.
And?
And what? Your wizard robes are next to go.
Now that everything's out on the table, you think you two will keep living together?
Despite recent events, I do consider our experiment in cohabitation to have been positive.
Are you saying you'd like to live with me?
I'm open to the possibility.
Amy Babi Kabul.
Whatever.
You know, if he moves across the hall for good, Leonard could keep the stuff you don't like in Sheldon's old room. Solves everything.
That's a great idea.
Ooh, maybe I could turn it into a gaming den.
That would be amazing.
Wait, excuse me. That's my room.
But you won't be living here.
But that's my room.
But you won't be living here.
But that's my room.
You guys might want to start eating. But you won't be living here.
Sweetie, once you stop paying rent, none of this is really yours.
But that's my room.
But you won't be living here!
Thank you for understanding.
Hey, I get it. Everybody wants to spend more time with me. I'm like a man made of sugar in a world of ants.
Good night.
Night. If we did continue living together, would it be here?
I don't know. It could be.
Of course, there's always your apartment.
Sure. We could live in my apartment.
I hate your apartment.
Sorry you brought it up?
Well, I suppose we could find a whole new place. You know, and technically, we don't even have to stay in Pasadena. We could move to Altadena. Or a place that doesn't even end in Dina.
It's kind of exciting. I mean, we could do whatever we want.
But what if we move and we don't like it? What if there's a smoker in the building? Or pets? Well, there could be mold. There could be traffic noise. I'm gonna have to learn a whole new bus route. Are you trying to soothe me by singing the Star Trek theme as a lullaby?
Yes.
I'm not a child. Don't do that.
Sorry.
Do you know 2001 A Space Odyssey?
Dun, dun.
All right, now that's soothing.
Look, I get it. It's still my room. We haven't really made it yours.
Thank you.
Which is why I got you this pink Power Ranger. Put it anywhere you like.
Okay, but you may feel some discomfort.
I'm kidding. I want you to feel at home here. Decorate it any way that makes you happy.
Do you really mean that?
I really do.
Great. And just so you know, I'm not getting rid of all your stuff.
Yeah? What are you keeping?
That candle and you.
What about my robot poster?
But I can make do with just the candle.
What's going on?
I'm struggling with the thought of leaving my old bedroom.
Can it be more of an internal struggle?
I need to see it. While I'm gone, don't breathe on my pillow.
How about if I just don't breathe at all?
That's my girl. What on earth?
Last question. The chaps he was wearing, assless?
Can we just focus on the decision I'm facing?
We can. But for the record, all chaps are assless.
Gentlemen, please. This is a significant decision. Now, do Amy and I continue living together, or do I move back in with Leonard?
Over my assless chaps, you will.
This isn't complicated. Do you love Amy?
Yes.
Do you like living with her?
Yes.
Do you know what you need to do now?
Apparently figured this out on my own, because you guys are no help at all. Hello.
What are you doing?
I'm just contemplating Buridan's donkey.
I understand. I'll leave you be.
Well, you're familiar with the reference?
Of course. Jean Buridan proposed a philosophical thesis stating that a hungry donkey placed between two equidistant bales of hay would be paralyzed by indecision and would starve to death.
Exactly.
I wouldn't want you to starve to death, so here's an eggplant.
Thank you.
You know, some people believe that Buridan was plagiarizing Aristotle.
Really?
Although, in Aristotle's example, he proposed an equally hungry and thirsty man caught between food and drink.
Huh. Yeah, I wonder if that's related to the 12th century Persian philosopher Al-Ghazali and his story of a man caught between two dates.
Are you suggesting Al-Ghazali was Aristotelian? Because if anything, he was anti-Aristotelian.
Al-Ghazali was anti-Aristotelian? Boy, you think you know a guy.
Open your eyes and see your new room.
Wow.
I know, I went a little overboard. We can always dial it back.
No. It's important to me that you have the bedroom you want.
Oh, that means so much. I love you.
I love you too.
Just hiding some stuff in your closet. Don't tell Penny.